إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you, بارك الله فيكم, and we continue reading إن شاء الله تعالى from the explanation of كتاب التوحيد, الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد, باب قول الله تعالى. قال الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب التوحيد, باب قول الله تعالى: ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها وذروا الذين يلحدون في أسمائه, الآية في سورة الأعراف. ذكر ابن أبي حاتم عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما يلحدون في أسمائه أي يشركون, أي يشركون. وعنه أيضا سموا اللات من الإله والعزى من العزيز. وعن الأعمش يدخلون فيها ما ليس منها, يدخلون فيها أي في أسماء الله ما ليس منها. شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى in this chapter, chapter 51, he is about the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 180. And all the most beautiful names belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So call on him by them, and leave the company of those who belie or deny or utter impious speech against his names. They will be requited for what they used to do. And he mentioned that Ibn Abi Hatim mentioned from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, who explained يلحدون it means يشركون, they committed an act of shirk and set partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said that the pagans of Quraysh, the Mushrikun, because one of their false deities and one of their idols, they name it Al-Lat. Al-Lat. He said they took it from and extracted from Al-Ilah. And also another of their names, of their famous idol, was Al-Uzza. Al-Uzza. So they extract their name from Al-Aziz. And they have others like Manat. Manat, also another name of one of their famous idols. Keep in mind they have many of them. Alhamdulillah for Islam. And Al-A'mash, rahimahullah, he mentioned that yulhidun, meaning they introduce to the names of Allah that which is not from it. That which is not from it. مناسبة هذا الباب لكتاب التوحيد. First of all, the Shaykh صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات وللمتكلم والسامعين والسامعات. He mentioned the relevance of this chapter to Kitab al-Tawheed. أراد المصنف رحمه الله بهذا الباب الرد على من يتوسل إلى الله بالأموات وأن المشروع التوسل إلى الله بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العليا. استدل المصنف شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. He intended by this chapter, introducing this chapter in Kitab al-Tawheed, to refute those who seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through dead people. Because certain people, as we learned before from before, they take as intermediaries between them and Allah dead people, those righteous people who died, and they says they get us closer to Allah, they get us nearer to Allah. This is an act of shirk. Rather, the proper way is to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to invoke Him through His beautiful names and attributes. Because there are Muslims, there are people who say they're Muslims and they say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they say Ya Badawi, Ya Jailani, Ya Hussein, Ya Fulan, Ya Kada. They call upon a human being and creatures. And even though they say La ilaha illallah, and obviously these people do not understand the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Because anyone who say La ilaha illallah, if they understand its meaning, they should leave off all false deities. And that all forms of worship should be for Allah alone. Not like Mushrikeen and Quburiyun in our time. Mainly the Sufis and also the Shia, Al-Rafida and the like, who they call upon dead people. Even those people would be righteous people, but still they have no right in ibadah. They have no right in ibadah. So you find them these days, they pray. Some Muslims, those pray and fast, say La ilaha illallah, but they don't understand what it means. And it's bad for them because that's a shirk, because when they make dua, a dua ibadah. Dua huwa al-ibadah. Dua is a form of worship. It has to be done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them, they even add to this other forms of shirk. Dhabh, they slaughter for those people instead for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some they make tawaf, the villa around their graves. Some they make sujood for them, prostrations. Istighatha, isti'ana. All of these are acts of worship that have to be devoted for Allah. And as the ulama, they mention, it says, these people now who they pray, they fast, read Quran, say La ilaha illallah, and go against its meaning. The pagans of Quraysh, the polytheists, refused to say La ilaha illallah because they understood what he means. So they have more knowledge of the understanding of La ilaha illallah than these people who they say it and act upon some of its meanings, like they pray and they fast, but then they fall into major shirk, wal'iyadu billah. Into major shirk, because the pagan of Quraysh, they understood clearly that the Prophet ﷺ is telling them, by saying La ilaha illallah, he's telling them that, look, once you say La ilaha illallah, you gotta leave all other false deities and every single acts of worship should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what they didn't want to do. That's exactly what they didn't want to do. And the pagan and the Quburiyun, grave worshippers of these times, that's what exactly they do. They said La ilaha illallah, but they act in oppositions of its meanings. وَلَيَّذُ بِاللَّهِ And they do it in different ways. They said now they don't worship these people, they just, because they are righteous people, they are in a better position with Allah, so their dua is most likely to be accepted and all these things, instead to adhere to the texts, okay, of the Quran and of the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Al-A'mash, the Shaykh, he tells us, is a famous, one of the great ulama of the Salaf. Al-A'mash, who was Sulaiman ibn Mihran, Al-Kufi. Al-Faqih, Thiqatun Hafidh Wari', Mata Sanat, 47 wa 100 al-Hijra, Rahimahullah. Ibn Abbas, he's a well-known companion, but now Al-A'mash, it is famous. You hear this Al-A'mash a lot. And Al-A'mash. You hear it in the Ahadith. Who is Al-A'mash? Because sometimes you don't know his name. And somebody may say, oh, Hadda, you might find in chain of narration, Haddathana Sulaiman ibn Mihran. Or Al-A'mash. So he's the same. His name is Sulaiman ibn Mihran. Sulaiman ibn Mihran al-Kufi al-Faqih Thiqa Hafiz Wari' subhanAllah. All these big titles. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This great alim, Hafiz, Faqih, Thiqa, Wari' of the Salaf, he died in the year 147 of the Hijra, Rahimahullah. And as Ibn Abbas, he is the well-known companion, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great companion of the Messenger of Allah, one of the sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the abadillah who narrated the most of narrations and ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. المعنى الإجمالي للآية, the general meaning of this آية, أخبر تعالى عن نفسه أن له أسماء قد بلغت الغاية في الحسن والكمال. أخبر الله تعالى عن نفسه أن له أسماء قد بلغت الغاية في الحسن والكمال, وأمر عباده أن يسألوه ويتوسلوا إليه بها, وأن يتركوا الذين يميلون بهذه الأسماء الجليلة إلى غير الوجهة السليمة, وينحرفون بها عن الحق بشتى الانحرافات الضالة, وأن هؤلاء سيلقون جزاءهم الرادع. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us about himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that to him belongs the beautiful names, that they reach the perfection in the beauty. As the Shaykh mentioned in the explanation of that, he says, الأسماء الحسنى التي بلغت الغاية في الحسن فليس في الأسماء أحسن منها وأكمل ولا يقوم غيرها مقامها. These are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the most beautiful names. There is nothing that is more beautiful than them, and there is no other name that they can take their places. Can't find another beautiful name and change it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us about himself that he has, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to him belongs these beautiful names, that they reach the perfection. And he has ordered his servants to invoke him and call upon him by them. So when you say Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Naam, that's how you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his names. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, you select from the names what is conducive to what you're asking. Okay? If you're asking for rizq, you use the name of Razzaq. If you're looking for the Rahman, you say Ya Rahman. And likewise. And you should, by doing this, you call upon Allah, and this is the proper way, this is the proper aqidah, the proper creed. You call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his names. And you leave off the actions of those who, on the other side, mean on falsehood, on battle. Those who doesn't have the etiquettes, the proper etiquettes as related to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someday, as you know, we learned in the Aqidah to Salaf, some deviant sects, they distort the names of Allah and His attributes. Some deny them completely, like the Jahmiyyah, and some establish the names, but they tamper with their meanings. They say, yes, Allah is this, but it's not, that's not what He means. It means this. They bring with their own interpretations of the names and the attributes of Allah, al-iyadu billah. Some, they were selective, like the Asha'ira and whoever followed them. They just select some of, to affirm for Allah some of the names and deny the rest and the like, as we learned in the other book, alhamdulillah, in of Aqidah, like the book we're doing on Tuesdays, the explanation of Aqidah al-Salaf, Aqidah al-Salaf al-Imam al-Sabuni, the explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama, Shaykh Rabi'i, Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala. So you leave these people, and because they take these names from the Haqq, from their true meanings, and give them so many corrupt and deviated meanings. And these people, they will receive their punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the ulama, they mentioned that this bab of al-asma' wa-sifat is a very important chapter in aqidah. Dalla fihi kathir min al-umma. كثير من فرق الأمة ضلت في هذا الباب. As the ulama, when they mention the tawheed, the aspects of tawheed, there's three aspects of tawheed: tawheed al-rububiyyah, tawheed al-uluhiyyah, tawheed al-asma' wa-sifat. The tawheed of lordship, and this consists of knowing the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, He's the al-khaliq, al-raziq, al-malik, al-mudabbir. That He is the one, He is alone the creator. He is alone the provider and maintainer of His creatures. He is the one who to Him belongs the dominion of all things. And then there is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, which to consist of that all acts of worship should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since He alone is the creator and the provider and the like, so He alone deserves to be worshipped. No one creates with Him. So why you worship, why those who worship other than Him? For what reason they worship the sun? The sun create anything? Sun was created. Those who worship angels, do the angels create or provide or maintain? So themselves they were created. And do a human being creates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, they didn't. They have no right to create. So why certain ignorant people take them as gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then you have the third aspect of tawheed, which is the tawheed of the names and the attributes of Allah. subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beautiful names and lofty attributes of Allah. And the qa'ida of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, أننا نثبت لله سبحانه وتعالى ما أثبت لنفسه في كتابه أو على لسانه أو ما أثبته له نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم من أسماء وصفات من غير تكييف ولا تمثيل ولا تعطيل ولا تشبيه. So, and the قاعدة as related to the أسماء of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His names and attributes, that we affirm, this is the aqidah of the Salaf, we affirm for Allah that which He has affirmed for Himself, from the beautiful names and beautiful attributes, that which He affirmed for Himself in His book, or in upon the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a part of that, as the Prophet ﷺ, he taught us, there are names who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept within the knowledge of them with Himself. So we affirm all that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but upon the way of the Salaf, upon the way of the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim, and the Tabi'een and the Tabi'een and the great Imam of the Salaf, we affirm for Allah all the names and attributes He has affirmed for Himself, or His Messenger ﷺ has affirmed for him, without likening those, any of those attributes to those of the creation. Because some deviant groups, as we learn in the class of Aqidah, they fall into this mistake. And they likened the names of Allah to those of the creation. While others, they claim, or they taught a lesson. The only way for them to escape this mistake, let's deny the names. And they say, look, Allah has no names. How can they say Allah has no names and Allah affirms names for Himself? Subhanallah. And then there is those who tamper with the names according to their intellect. But the aqidah is not taken from intellect. Al-aqidah tawqifiyah. وَتُعْنَى بِأُمُورِ الْغَيْبِ فَلَا بُدَّ لها من نصوص الكتاب وصحيح السنة as the ulama and from Shaykh Salah al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى in Aqidah al-Tawheed himself in his book he mentioned that the Aqidah deals with matters of unseen the Aqidah deals with matters of unseen so it is not to be taken from the intellect or the customs of the people or their traditions but rather it is taken from its proper sources, the Book of Allah, the Sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَا مَجَالَ لِلْإِجْتِهَادِ There is no room of ijtihad when it comes to aqeedah. That's why there is no khilaf. أهل السنة لا يختلفون في العقيدة. That's why the people of Sunnah, they do not disagree in matters of aqeedah because these are matters that are built upon the clear text in the Quran and the Sunnah. Aynam. Alayin, this is some review from the class of Aqidah. Naam. Ma yustafadu min al-ayah. What is some of the benefits of this ayah? Shall listen to you first, inshallah. All right, Yahya.
The first permissibility of calling upon Allah with His names and attributes.
Ayna, sent. Naam. Abdullah.
The ayah affirmed that Allah has names and attributes.
Ahsant. Naam. But something is missing to be mumtaz. Ahsant is good, but just mention as something and then you grade with upgrade. You be mumtaz, excellent. Say again what you said.
That the ayah affirms the names and attributes of Allah.
Mm-hmm. Now that's good, but
I call on him by his names.
Now you went to another point. Who can complete his statement? Na'am, Nasir?
That Allah has the most perfect and complete names and attributes.
That's another point. Now he says the ayah affirms that Allah has pure names and attributes. But we're looking for something.
And no, there's no name that's greater than Allah's name?
You're close.
Not adding anything to him. Any name that's not from him.
You're around the corner from him. Inshallah. You're close too. Alay and Sheikh Fawzan will mention that. طيب, that was by the way is going to be the first one Sheikh Fawzan mentioned. Now, one, some of the benefits of this ayah. Now when you can, alhamdulillah, think. Think and come with something. Come with something, alhamdulillah. Now you can try. Don't say, oh, I can't talk about Tawheed, man. Now this is, we're trying here. Try. And then if you're right, we say you're right. If you're not, we say, mashallah, you are close, barakallahu, but don't write this one. Just wait. I've seen a hand. I saw another one before you, Luqman, no? Alright, go ahead, Luqman.
The commandment of abandoning those people who tamper with
you. Ahsant. Aynan. That's from the ayah. Allah commands us to leave alone anyone who tamper with his names and use them in not in a proper way. You see? Now, good. Now, I'm not sir, since he looked at me. And you, Abdurrahim, after him.
Also affirms that there are groups of people that have tampered with his names and have gone astray with regard to his attributes.
So you just agreed with Luqman, but you said it in another angle. MashaAllah, that's good. Now, you know Abdurrahim. Abdurrahim.
His name is connected to
his names? Who's his names? Ayna. Connected to who? I couldn't hear you. I don't know. Maybe it's me, the connection from my side. So. Say it, Abraham. He said his names, Allah's names, are connected to different things he does.
He said his majesty earlier. He said his majesty. That's what he first said.
You said majesty? Would that help us to understand what he said?
He said it's connected to his majesty. That's what he said earlier. His names are connected to his majesty.
I think what he means is his name, some of Allah's names show his attributes also. Like, you know, Allah's the all-seer, then, you know, he has the attribute of seeing.
So that's what you mean?
Yes, that's probably.
Come on, Abdurrahim. You're not in trouble, Abdurrahim. Abdurrahim. That's it? Okay, I'm sorry.
From where the Sheikh said, you call on Allah by his name's attributes, and you call on him according to what you ask him.
Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen. Yeah, Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen. That was when I mentioned to you what Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen mentioned. I know. I'm still thinking about his statement. If you get a better way, you can share with me, inshallah. Early. Okay, Dhuhr, you have until Dhuhr, inshallah. Alright? See you on Dhuhr, inshallah, tell me what really you meant to get. Okay? Alhamdulillah, that's good. This is how things is. Sometimes you have an idea and you go and do researches. That's what it is. Especially in the names of Allah. Go do some researches, ask, read more about it. Alhamdulillah, it become clear to you, inshallah ta'ala. Now, Muhammad, why are you away sitting there? What happened? You okay?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Dua. Making dua to Allah. In the ayah, Allah says, call on
me. Ahsan. That's a good point. That's a point that the Shaykh mentioned as well. Now, awwalan. Now that's what you write, inshallah. إثبات الأسماء والصفات لله عز وجل عبد الله
نعم.
على ما يليق بجلاله. That's what I was waiting for you. على ما يليق بجلاله. Affirming the names and the attributes of Allah in a manner that befits His Majesty and suitable for Him. أينا. Not upon the way of the Mubtadi'ah. Okay. Number two, أن أسماء الله حسنى. This was an easy one, but sometimes the most easy thing that we just leave off. أن أسماء الله حسنى. Who can translate this?
نعم.
أن أسماء الله حسنى.
Verily the names of Allah is perfect.
Beautiful and perfect. That all the names of Allah are beautiful and perfect. Okay, not some of them are perfect and some not. Nah. All of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are beautiful and perfect. ثالثا الأمر بدعاء الله. That's what he says, Muhammad Moore. الأمر بدعاء الله والتوسل إليه بأسمائه. So you mention in this ayah, Allah orders us to call upon Him, to invoke Him, and also توسل, to seek nearness to Him by using His names, through His names, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So not توسل with the names of some righteous people who died, okay? Like this Qubur Yun, they do. So you don't say, Ya Jailani, Ya Hussein, Ya Muhammad, Ya Fulan, Ya Kada. No. Say, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Samad. رابعا تحريم الإلحاد في أسماء الله بنفيها أو تأويلها أو إطلاقها على بعض المخلوقات. This is another point that escaped us. It is strictly forbidden to fall into this ilhad, which is to use the names of Allah not in a proper way, whether by denying them like some deviant sects do, or extorting their meanings, giving them false interpretations and meanings, or even giving some of the names to some of the creation, the names of Allah. Ayna. So we should stay away from that. And how we stay is through knowledge. We learn the etiquettes. What is the aqidah of the Salaf, the proper creed and belief as related to the names and the attributes of Allah. And that's what we believe and that's what we act upon. And we live off anything else. And that's good for us, going to be good for us, no doubt. But also, it will enable us to help others. You may encounter in your life somebody who has problems in this field of al-asma' wa sifat. Sometimes you'll be amazed in a place that you will never thought you see somebody committing shirk, making hajj around tawaf. You're in hajj making tawaf, you will think like, subhanAllah. And then you see someone say, yeah, Ka'bat Allah. Somebody making tawaf and say, oh, Kaaba of Allah, help me. And you were like, what? Not in tawaf. We're in hajj. Yeah, these people, that's all they know. So if you know their language, you know you're from, I don't know, from that country that speak that dialect, that language, and you may go there and hear somebody in that language, that dialect, because if you don't know, mashallah, laysa la shay'a alayk. People, they be saying all kinds of stuff. But then that's why sometimes, subhanAllah, we be with the groups, subhanAllah, in America, because you see Muslims when they go make Hajj from America, for example, or from Europe, different ethnicities and backgrounds, from nationalities. You got Arabs, non-Arabs, people speak different language, and you'd be amazed how people, they pick up stuff. They hear those people who are making dua, with dua, they're like, oh, hey, akhi, you don't believe what this man just said. In his language, because he's from the same country. So the way he said, Ya Kaaba, for example. Like, go correct him nicely, with a smile in your face. Alright, go. Alhamdulillah, and many of them, they listen. And they're like, oh, Jazakallahu khairan, barakallahu fiik, I didn't know. Nobody taught me. You see? And that's a khair kathir. This man, now he knows, alhamdulillah, that you cannot call upon the Kaaba. And when you tell him, you explain to him, because the Kaaba is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the creation, and is an object. Yes, Kaaba is, mashallah, is the house of Allah, has nobility, great virtue with Allah. All the Muslims turn to it in the Qibla, but still doesn't qualify it to be worshipped besides Allah. Doesn't. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's the best of mankind, and we know his virtue sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but doesn't qualify him to be worshipped besides Allah. Can worship the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and people, they do what they call upon him, Ya Madad, Ya Rasulullah, ignorant. They go to his grave and ask him, oh Muhammad, help me out, I'm right here, I'm close to you now. Allah is close to you. Whenever you are, you don't have to go to a place. In your country, whenever you are, Allah says, call upon me, invoke me. He didn't say, invoke upon me, or Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't say that. He said, invoke me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look, when he comes to, just give an example that you understand. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show the virtue of Abu Bakr, a woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ask him something, the Prophet said, come, another time. She said, what if I don't find you? He said to her, come to Abu Bakr. See Abu Bakr. Easy? But now Allah didn't tell us about any of the Prophets, call upon me, but, or, call upon this Prophet or this Messenger. Call upon Allah, because this is ibadah. Al-du'a, ibadah, ya akhwan. الدعاء هو العبادة as for the hadith الدعاء مخ العبادة ضعيف weak so the دعاء is worship since it is an act of worship he has the قاعدة he has to be devoted for Allah and for Allah alone you see so now you see the mistake those people who commit shirk in the دعاء but they pray salat is not for those dead people they said it's for Allah fasting for Allah why دعاء they don't know. Maybe they didn't finish the chapter. Nobody break it down to them. Nobody explained. Maybe some people, they just taught them the salat. Hey, you gotta pray for Allah. Don't play with your salat, okay? But they never tell them the dua too. See, that's why knowledge is important. Some people, they know a little bit, but they don't know a lot like us. You think we know everything? No, alhamdulillah, as long as we're on this path of learning, and we just have to have ikhlas, sincerity. Ask Allah, ya akhwan, check your intentions while you're learning. As Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, he mentioned that the great virtue of seeking knowledge, he says, but for the one who has the pure intention. And when he was asked how a person should know that he has a pure intention, he says when he intends to remove ignorance from himself, and help others also, not to learn to be like, to steal the show, or to some people be want to take over, knock on, oh, he's no good, I know better than him, and the like. Now, if you know, go ahead, yeah, call to Allah. Da'wah, اشتغل بالدعوه, like the Sahaba did, and the Tabi'een, they traveled all over the world to disseminate the deen of Allah upon knowledge. It's not like, you know, like knock out somebody out of the way to give da'wah. It's okay. Actually, the more da'wah is, the better it is upon haqq. It's not about the dunya, look, the only way your business is going to go forward, you're going to knock out everybody that comes in your way. Relax. This is the way of the Hizbiyun and the Mubtadi'ah. Because them, they care about numbers and stuff, and how many people with him and rally behind him. That's why he doesn't like that somebody else now, people are around him. He's like, I want to get him out. No, the Da'i Salafi, he make him happy when he sees somebody else in the area. According to Salafi, he says, Alhamdulillah, A'un came from Allah. Allahu Akbar. And he's happy. And go to him, say, Akhi, I'm here for you, with you. Let's work together, Alhamdulillah. And they're happy. But Ahlul Bid'ah, wal Ahzab, do they have another agenda? You know, they just have, they look at it in a different way. And then they attack one another and refute one another. Because he wants to be the only guy in the area. No one. Okay? Wal-iyadu billah. But Ahlul Sunnah, they don't even want to be known. They try to escape fame and people knowing them. But Allah al-Musta'an. Al-Ayyin. Number 5. Al-Amru bil-i'radi al-jahilin wal-muhidin wa isqatihim min al-i'tibar. That you turn away. Allah command us to turn away from the ignorance and those who extort and change the meaning of Allah, or the meaning of the names and attributes of Allah, afwan, and pay them no mind. Pay them no mind. Number 6, الوعيد الشديد لمن ألحد في أسماء الله وصفاته. There is a severe threat and a warning against anyone who distorts the meanings of the names of Allah and His attributes. So before you say, oh, well, this name mean this, or this attribute mean this, speak with knowledge. Or be quiet with knowledge too. Say Allahu A'lam. That's from knowledge to say Allahu A'lam. So don't be no, why you look at it this way. If you look at it from this angle, there's no angles and no corners when you come to this one. Do you know, you have Salaf? هل لك في ذلك Salaf? Do you have some of the ulama of the Salaf that said? Say it. So if not, say Allahu A'lam. Somebody come and tell you, is this name from the names of Allah? If you know, say na'am, na'am, alhamdulillah, thabat. أين ثبت في القرآن قال الله تعالى قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. If you don't know, say الله أعلم. People, they push you sometimes. Look, أخي, you don't know. Come on, أخي, you've been Muslim for how long and you don't know? Tell him, okay, why are you asking me? Well, because I want to know. So, okay, you're a Muslim, you don't know. So, same thing. Yes, I don't know. Imam Malik said he don't know, and Sahaba, they said, when they asked him, they said they didn't know. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have so many ayahs, he was asked questions and he waited for the revelation. But this is the deen of Allah. And speak with knowledge. Or say, I don't know. It's okay. It's a good thing, actually. It's a good thing to say, I don't know. Some people, they think, look, akhi, if I say, I don't know, they're going to say, I don't know. Okay, so you don't know. Aslan. So where's the problem? When it comes to the deen of Allah, say, I don't know. Don't get yourself in trouble by giving people anything. See, that's the ikhlas also. When you do things for Allah, it doesn't matter what the people think about you. If they say, oh, he don't know anything. So you see, the people, they don't give you no credit. They ask you one question. If you say, I don't know, akhi, that man is jahil. He don't know anything, akhi. You can't go and ask him any question, he's going to say, I don't know. Based on one question. But then if he helped them with something else, they never, they tend to forget those things. But alhamdulillah, it doesn't matter what the people think about you as long as you know who you are. Know your level, your limits, do what you can based on knowledge, do it for Allah. Things you don't know, say, I don't know. I'll do my best, alhamdulillah, zakallah khair. Now it's homework for me. And you go do your best and try to ask somebody else who knows. Especially in our times, we have so many books, alhamdulillah. The ulama, they have many of them websites. There is even search, that you can search. You can get the information, alhamdulillah, in our times online. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfir. For more about this topic, for more, there is some references. You can check the explanation of important lessons of Sheikh bin Baz. Page 159 and 160. Okay? You can look at that book of Sheikh. It gives you more, alhamdulillah, details on this. And also, you can also read the explanation of the creed of Imam al-Bukhari, page 31. Okay? You can read that too, inshallah, give you more insight on this topic that we just learned today. And the third reference is the Fatawa of Sheikh al-Uthaymeen. I don't know if it's translated or not, but that's one of the reference. The Fatawa of Aqidah, volume 1, page 121 and 122. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وتسليما كثيرا.